Rawlinsford doesn't attract very many high-profile visitors. Perhaps the quiet appeal of the town is to thank for why a rare bird has taken up residence there. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, Kevin doesn't seem to want to leave.
Most people's phones are full of pictures of their kids, their dogs, their cats. Salme Perry's phone is way more avian.
This is him in the cemetery. Doesn't he look tropical? I mean, look at that.
He doesn't belong here.
No.
Kevin the Sandhill Crane rolled into Rawlinsford last summer, this 3-foot-tall, pterodactyl-looking bird who won everyone over with an indifference towards people and a preference for pickup trucks. The bird loves to stare at itself in the reflection. Now, sandhills don't typically venture this far east. They're found in large numbers in the middle of the country. Each March, hundreds of thousands of them descend upon Nebraska. Here's what that sounds like. In recent years, there have been more sightings in New England, and there's a single pair of sandhills that nest in Monroe, New Hampshire. No one knows where Kevin is from or how it ended up here. There's a good chance the bird's plan was to continue migrating south come winter. But Salme Perry says that was interrupted in November, when Kevin suddenly turned up with an unexplained injury.
His leg appeared to be totally broken. He couldn't stand, put any weight on it. It was awful.
Kevin's name, by the way, comes from a bird character in the Pixar movie Up. No one knows if it is male or female, but Perry guesses male.
So anyway, here he is with a broken leg, and the people, the Sandhill Crane people in Florida, said he can't stand the cold. And we had really cold weather coming.
These Florida people are well-meaning biologists that the Perrys called for advice.
And they said, 2 nights of that, and then he'll be dead. So we thought, well, if we catch him, we'll probably break his wing, but that's the lesser of two evils.
So Salme and her husband Ken and another couple hatch a plan. They decide to attach bird netting to two long poles. They're going to sneak up on Kevin in the cemetery, one of its favorite hangout spots, and catch it in the net and then transport the bird to a rehabilitation facility. What could go wrong? This is Ken Perry.
I'd say I was within 2 feet of the bird, and they threw the net and the bird flew away.
Straight up. Straight up.
I mean, it was a very healthy bird, except for its leg.
Needless to say, they did not get very good advice, because amateurs trying to capture a bird rarely ends well for the bird or the amateurs. Shortly after that failed mission, two things happened. By late November, Kevin's leg began to heal. It may not have been broken after all. And second, as the temperature fell, a local woman began putting out seed for Kevin. Sandhill cranes can handle cold weather, but they struggle to find enough food once the snow comes. In general, wildlife experts are no fans of human intervention, but given the circumstances, with the bird apparently in no condition to migrate south, it seemed like an okay move. And that woman's house has been Kevin's base ever since.
Okay, let's see. Is he here? There he is.
Sticking out like a sore thumb, this monster of a bird is standing next to a green dumpster one property over from the feeder. It's a construction yard with backhoes and a pile of old tires. Its long neck is arched to the ground, pecking at the concrete. Home sweet home.
I'm Sarah. Nice to meet you.
What's your full name?
Sarah Kern.
I asked Sarah Kern to meet us here. She's an education coordinator at the Center for Wildlife in Cape Natick, Maine.
I don't know if you can see. I left my binoculars in the car. The crest on the head is almost like a heart-shaped little crown. I mean, it's just, look at that tail, too. Oh, look at you!
Kern has been checking in on Kevin regularly. So is New Hampshire Fish and Game and the folks from NH Audubon. From her vantage point, Kevin is doing well. It's alert, clean, robust. She says when Kevin first arrived last summer, the bird was sort of a cinnamon color, meaning likely less than a year old. Today, it's more of a slate gray.
Now that's his adult plumage right there. So he's got the pale, pale cheeks, the crest, and he's lost his rusty feathers.
Rawlinsford has turned a boy into a man.
Apparently. Everyone's going to want to move here now. You're a man, Kevin! Or a woman! Yay!
About 20 paces away, Kevin doesn't look up.
Are you worried that it's lonely?
No. Because...
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this.
So people are worried that he's lonely.
Oh, yes. Desperately.
If he were lonely, he would be finding a not appropriate mate of some sort from a different species. Like, they would seek out whatever they were looking for.
Kern is of the opinion that Kevin is healthy enough at this point that it could go out and find what it wants, be that a mate or a different source of food. And come spring mating season, the bird likely will do just that. Rawlingsford may not meet everyone's needs, but in the short term at least, it's definitely meeting Kevin's. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.